What is up, everyone? It is a snowy Monday afternoon here at Tufts University in Medford, or Somerville, Massachusetts. This is Charlie Zen. You're listening to Charlie MGH. Monday's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. I realize that there might be some members of the Tufts community and the neighboring community listening in. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join me on the radio. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ryan Doyen, who we actually did a remedial training together. He's actually got a show Mondays, I believe, at 6 a.m. You can listen to any of his stuff. He actually participates in a music, I think it's a magazine or so, that looks out for any sort of new stuff that people give in. A lot of community members who have like bands or songs, you should definitely check him out. He's a great guy, and I'm sure his show is fantastic. I personally, being a lazy college student, takes me a long time to get up at 6 a.m. I just missed my 8 a.m. today, so that's fun. Joining me today, I have a very special guest, host, his name. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, what's up? It's Albert. How you doing?
Hi, Albert. Albert is a senior here at Tufts University, clocking out his final term here, so we'll get to know him a little bit.
Just a little throwback.
Just a little throwback. Albert actually used to be a DJ here, right?
I did. My show was called How You Doing?
How You Doing?
And it was 2 years ago. I did it for a semester, had my fill, but you know, I gotta help my brother Charlie out, do his show.
That's right, that's right. Thank you so much.
Pass along the torch.
Absolutely, thank you so much. How you doing? Like Wendy Williams kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Like a Joey from How You Do? How You Do?
How you doing?
How you doing? Awesome. What time was your show?
It was 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Good time, good time. I am extremely lucky to have this time. I am eternally grateful that they don't make me wake up early in the morning to come here. Not that it's a bad thing, but I don't know how I would survive if I did that. The song that we opened with, well, we actually opened accidentally with the first song that I wasn't supposed to. You clicked the wrong thing. But the song that we opened with is Moth's Wings by Passion Pit. Great song. And if you notice, my voice is a bit sore today. Sorry about that. I actually took a tour today this morning
in the
snow. That was fun.
Well, why is your throat so sore?
Just not feeling a bit too great.
Oh.
But it's all good. Some cough drops.
That's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Was your weekend okay, though?
My weekend was great. How was your weekend?
Good. It was pretty good.
That's awesome to hear. Hope everyone here had great weekends. We're here to start off. Well, kind of not really start off. We're a bit into the afternoon right now. But we're here to have a good week. So, without further ado, we got another song coming up. Hope you guys enjoy. Also, just apologies real quick. That song transition was a little rough there. Also, I forgot to mention you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Sorry about that. Just my second show, so getting a bit rocky. But shout out to the 14 listeners I have right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. If you guys would like to call in, the number is 617-627-3800. You can also tweet me at CharlieMGH or message me. If you know me, you know how to reach me. Enjoy this next song. All right, that first song you heard there was She's American by the 1975, followed by Time to Run by Lord Huron. You guys may remember this from last week's show. I played both of these artists in addition to Passion Pit before. And coming up, we have a few artists that you're familiar with from last week, and also some new ones. I like to switch it up a little bit. But a lot of these artists have really great albums, and I want to make sure that you guys get to hear the best of their albums and enjoy them as much as I do. So real quick, Albert.
Yo.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing great, man.
Awesome.
Just enjoying the music.
For those of you guys who might not know, Albert is actually a son of one of our Tufts faculty, right?
That's correct.
All right, who's the famous Tufts faculty that we
Professor
have?
Professor Wang in the Chinese department.
All right, everyone, that's right. Wang Laoshi. Laoshi is Mandarin for teacher, as some Chinese students know him as, Wang Laoshi. So tell me, how's it feel? What is it like?
You're a bit of a minor campus celebrity, in a sense. Especially among the Chinese department, because everyone's like, oh, wait, you're Wang Laoshi's son? They're like, what? And I'm just like, yeah, what's up?
That's awesome, yeah. Do you feel like you're interested in taking like Chinese as a subject?
I took Chinese for 3 years here at Tufts. I went up to Chinese 123, actually, so I enjoyed that a lot. Great faculty all around in the Chinese department. I have nothing but good things to say about them.
They're probably not listening, so you're all good, man.
No, they're listening. They're listening right now.
Oh, man. Did you ever take a course with your dad?
I did not.
Did you want to?
I don't know if I would want to, actually.
That
I don't know.
Interesting.
I feel like you'd either have to try really, really hard or not try at all in that class. And fortunately for me, he teaches 1, 2, 3, 4. So I started off with 21. So I never took a class with him.
All right. Yeah, you got out of the basics then.
Yeah.
I know every time I go on a tour and I talk about the language requirement for arts and science students, which is 6 courses, in case you're not familiar, go talk to your pre-major advisor, freshmen and sophomores.
Mm.
6 courses, their faces just drop, and I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. You get AP credits, you're all good. You have prior knowledge, it's all good. So you can actually take language courses pass-fail, by the way. Administration isn't too happy when you know that, but in case you're struggling out there, don't worry, I got you. Course registration is actually going on right now. Take a look at some courses on CIS if you're in the Tufts community. If you're just from a community member listening in, I'm sorry to bore you with all these details. Really appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much for joining Albert and I over here on WMFO. Real quick, we got some other songs coming up. I hope you guys spend the whole hour with me. It's totally cool if you have class. Don't worry, as I tell people on my tour, if you got to leave halfway through, I will not be offended. I'll just cry it away later on. So you guys will not have to hear me cry on the radio. Yeah, you know.
You won't cry. Unless you play Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah, but don't worry. I will spare you some Justin Bieber on this. I will not play some Justin Bieber for a while. But yeah, coming up, we've got some good songs. So stay tuned. Stick around. Thank you so much. Here we go.
Like we were something more. forced away inside. Now they want us to surrender, us to surrender. But I could go all night.
That first song was Dreaming by Small Pools. You guys heard Small Pools last week. That second song was Keeping Your Head Up by Birdie. Really great song, in my opinion. Thank you so much, by the way, to the 14 people or more listening right now. I can see you guys on Shoutcast. Thank you for sticking with me the whole time. As I say on tours, it's not about who you get, it's about who you keep. You know, you can start out with like a 50-person tour, but if you end with like 20, 12 maybe, like 12 people, that's not good, you know?
Mm-hmm. You want to start hard and stay hot.
Yeah, even if you start with like a tour group of 20, if you end up with 30, you've done a great job. And that's happened to me before too. It's awesome. So real quick, just a PSA, one of our weekly traditions here on this show. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org, massmed.org, and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Gotta love those PSAs.
Germs are so gross.
That's true.
Yo, is that mumps thing still going around?
I hope not. I remember there was an article about a third case being going around on Tufts. We've had our fair share of illness. I've actually had the flu. I had the flu the week before spring break. That was fun.
That's terrible.
That was really fun.
You know, my freshman year, I had pink eye.
You had pink eye?
That was really bad.
Oh, man. I think I gave my roommate the flu, but let's not tell him that. To be fair, though, he might have given me the flu in the first place or something. We don't know.
You just gave it back to him?
Maybe, yeah. We share a lot of things. We are close roommates.
Very close.
He brought the fan. He brought the coffee maker. He brought the iron. He brings a lot of stuff. But you know what? I brought the trash can, and that's what's really important.
Right, because we're going to throw away your paper towels and everything.
I also brought those.
You brought the paper towels?
Yeah, I brought them, and I brought the tissues.
You brought the cups?
Well, I don't know. He brought his own little mug, so it's a pretty even, it's a pretty
y'all
fair
close,
relationship.
Y'all close.
You know, yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. Albert, where'd you live freshman year?
I lived in Houston Hall.
Houston Hall.
Houston represent.
Hall,
Houston
Twist. Dorm.
Rip.
Very nice, very nice. What about sophomore year? Were you a writing kind of guy or?
I was in Carmichael.
Carm.
That
a
was
safe
nice.
Bet. Yeah. For those of you who currently don't have a place to live like me, housing is now getting started for doubles, just standard doubles, you know? So if you're looking for some South Hall or some Carm, you know, now's the time. Get your friends together. Figure out what kind of area you want. Housing is always a nightmare.
Yeah, where are you trying to live sophomore year?
I'm probably going to stick it around in South. You know, grab a bunch of friends and get some areas to ourselves.
You want a single? You want a...
No, I'm getting a double.
Okay.
Yeah, my roommate's number next year is disgustingly garbage. So I'm sort of helping him out, making sure he doesn't live in a cardboard box, you know? Yeah, you know, stick it out. You know you're a really good person when you have a terrible housing number and people still want you to live with them. That's like, that means that they genuinely like you as a person.
Yeah.
They're not looking
oh,
for
yeah.
your number. You know, it's like if you're broke and everyone wants to be your friend, it's for some other, like, it's probably, maybe it's your personality, maybe it's your looks, who knows? But, you know, little things like that.
Mm. You know, or the other way around, maybe you're a terrible person, but you have a really good number.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, everyone's nice to you.
Yeah, but then, you know, that's like, that's not genuine, you know?
Exactly.
That's like high school stuff. This is college. No more of that.
It's not Tufts High School. Nah. That kind of drama doesn't happen here.
Nope. Senate elections will start kicking around. We actually have, there's a candidates meeting, a candidates forum, today at 9 o'clock in Barnum, I believe. So all the candidates for Senate, all the candidates for Committee on Student Life and for the Judiciary, they're going to get together, given their paperwork, and then you'll start seeing posters coming around real soon. So get ready. Presidential Senate elections coming up real quick too. Freshmen, we didn't have to go through that last year, but this year is our first one. We'll see what kind of direction Senate takes next year. TCU Senate, always there. All right. Some events coming up this week. We have the second annual Psychology Alumni Network career panel tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the Crane.
Oh, I'm going to that.
Hey, yeah, I saw on Facebook. Very nice, very nice. We also have the Sound of Music Tufts Entertainment Board, which I'm currently on. It's a really, really great looking board. Mm-hmm. We have discounted tickets to the Sound of Music at the Boston Opera House. Really great seats. They're
the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Sorry you had to just listen to that, everyone. But the tickets are really nice. The seats are on the orchestra level, really close, really great seats. Only $15, I believe. So make sure you get your tickets at the info booth. Always shout out for Entertainment Board and for Programming Board. Tufts China Care presents Lux, the charity fashion show, on Thursday at 9 p.m. Tickets are available in online on tufstickets.com, right? Yeah, .com.
I think so, yeah.
Or at the info booth in the campus center. It'll be in Cohen Auditorium Thursday, April 7th at 9 o'clock. Also happening on Thursday, April 7th, if you are not into the fashion show, there is Battle of the Bands run by Concert Board. These guys, yeah, right? They're competing to see who will play during intermission at Spring Fling. We don't know who's coming for Spring Fling yet. A lot of rumors. I know Fetty Wap and Chainsmokers have been making the rounds for colleges.
Fetty Wap?
And Chainsmokers, right? That'd be awesome. So we'll see. You guys can always go to Ho Tong on Thursday, April 7th at 9 p.m. for Battle of the Bands. Shout out to Concert Board. Also on April 7th at 9:30, Tao's Funny Ladies presents their first show as a group in Barnum 08. They are hilarious. For those of you who didn't go to the Natasha Leggero comedy show, Tao's Funny Ladies is a fantastic comedy group. Really, really great. Great comedians. Really fantastic at what they do. Coming up on Friday, April 8th, TAS, the Taiwanese Students Taiwanese, what does it stand for again?
Taiwanese Association of Students at Tufts.
Right, I can never get that one. They have a night market on Friday at 7:30 in 51 Winthrop. A lot of stuff going on this week. The HKSA, the Hong Kong Students Association, have a Mahjong tournament at 9 o'clock on Friday in SOGO, Sophia Gordon Hall. And I believe there's another culture show going on. Yes, on Saturday, the Tufts African Students Association, African Students Association, Caribbean Students Association, Cape Verdean Students Association present a culture show in Koyaan Auditorium. Really great stuff. What
so
a great collaboration.
This week.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then the
I
Jills
keep trying
also.
To do homework, but all these events.
And the Jills have a show in Goddard on Saturday at 8 p.m. So make sure you check out all these great culture shows, all these great events coming up. Such a jam-packed term as the term winds down. We've only got, what, like 5 more weeks of class?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's quick.
Wow. And also get ready for Tuftonia's Day. Save the date, May 2nd. Freshman Class Council
right
brought to you.
Right after Spring Fling?
Right after Spring
Jeez.
Fling. It is going to be an amazing event. It is going to be amazing. We have so much great stuff planned for you. Mark your calendars. Anyway, I'm sure you're sick of us talking. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah.
Here we go. You'll hear from Albert and I very shortly. Enjoy.
Sometimes it's just hard to read. controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Your love is bright as ever. Even in the shadows. Baby, kiss me. Before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out.
That first song right there, Fire and Gold by Bea Miller from her album Not an Apology, a really great song, followed by XO by Beyonce, in my opinion, one of the best love songs out there because it's not about being heartbroken, it's just about having a good time. Also, the music video was shot in Coney Island, and for those of you who don't know, I am from the 917, the 646, the 718, the 347, the 212, the great city of New York. In fact, admissions just came out, and I'm actually really excited to see who from New York City got into Tufts this year.
Sty.
That's right. I went to Stuyvesant in high school. Shout out to anyone from Stuyvesant in high school. There's Sty people all over, as there are for many high schools. Crazy network of alumni. But I really hope you guys enjoyed those songs. Coming up, we have some. I don't think I played any of these artists last time, so it should be an interesting mix for you. Again, if you have any requests, do not hesitate to tweet me at CharlieMGH, Charlie/MGH, sorry.
Sorry.
Just like...
By Justin Bieber?
No, thank you. Not yet. That is a Charlie/MGH, just like the subway stop here in Boston. You can message me on Facebook. You can send me an email at charlie.zen@tufts.edu. You can always reach out to me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I can always use more followers at Real Carlitos. But yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. Thank you so much for sticking around. I see I think we lost a listener when Albert and I were singing The Hills Are Alive. Totally cool. You got your obligations. That's all right. Thank you so much for sticking around. If you are with us, though, really appreciate it. If you're doing quality control for WMFO, getting some volunteer hours, please don't be too harsh. Really appreciate it. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking around. So real quick, Albert.
Yo.
Yeah. What got you into doing college radio?
I've always been interested in media. I love broadcast media especially, and I love music, so I thought, why not share the music I love with the people I love? And that's why I did it.
That's awesome. That's very sweet. Yeah, that's great.
And then I got bored after a semester and I was like, let's do something else.
Hey, you know what, that's cool, that's college, you know, see what you like, play the
field. It's all about discovering yourself, just figuring out what you like to do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Honestly, like, I'm a psychology major, but I'm thinking, I've been watching a lot of poker, I'm like, you know what? Let's be a professional poker player after I graduate. Why not?
That works too.
I love it.
That's true.
You gotta do what you love.
I've seen Albert play poker online, and he went all in and then brutally lost. He went all in with what, a pair of twos?
Pair of jacks. No, it was a pair of twos.
Yeah. And then the people you were up against, there were two pairs of kings.
You know what? That's just poker, man.
Hey,
that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, just, you know, again.
Follow your dreams, man.
Yeah, that's true, but of course...
Charlie on Instagram.
Can I just say 1-800-GAMBLER if you know someone who has a gambling problem, just on that note.
Wait, is that real?
Yes, it's real. Wow. I remember I used to listen to radio as we were driving through, and they would always, because, you know, there are all those casinos in, like, New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So they'd always be like, oh, Mohegan Sun, oh, Resort World Casino, all this stuff, and Resort World Casino. I remember they'd be, like, minutes, not hours away, because they're just off the road in the Rockaways real quick. So they'd always be, like, slipping in 1-800-GAMBLER, which is really important. Really important. But yeah, hopefully that wasn't too sad of a note for you guys. But coming up, we've got some great songs. So stick around. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and Albert for these 45 minutes. We got like 15 minutes left. So let's enjoy some good tunes.
Trying hard not to fall on the way home. You were trying to wear me down, down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out, now. Cause there's still too long to the weekend. Too long till I drown in your hands. Too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew loving could hurt this good, oh. And it drives me wild. Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad, oh. It drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. In my mind, won't calm down. You're all I think about. Running on the music and night highs, but when the lights out, it's me and you now, now. Cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I come in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Yeah. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good, oh. And it drives me wild.
But I can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break. But I can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Trust me, why? Cause when you look like that, I never ever wanted to be so bad, oh. It drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. We'll be right back.
right, that first song right there was Wild by Troye Sivan. I love, love, love that song. It is such a great song. In my opinion, of course, feel free to disagree. Let me know. Shout me on Twitter. I just had a Freudian slip right there. I actually just deleted Tinder, even though you can match with Spring Fling. Great thing set up by Concert Board. I think it seems like they're going to announce the Spring Fling artist on Tinder,
really?
Which is quite a
move. I left swiped them, I think.
You left swiped them?
Yeah, because no one was in the photo, so I was like, oh.
Well, either way, you will find out really quickly because, you know, it's Spring Fling, it's Concert Board. They are good at what they do. Please don't give Concert Board hate on Yik Yak. Concert Board works very, very hard throughout the year to make sure that you have the best show possible. All right. So anyway, that second song was Omen by Disclosure and Sam Smith. I'm sure you can hear his iconic voice there. We are grinding down to the very last few minutes of our show. Thank you so much for sticking it out with us. I'm going to try to squeeze in two songs that I really enjoy, but it seems like we only have time for one, which is okay. Coming up after me, we have a show by Helen. I believe it's called Tufts Aesthetics. I don't know if it's spelled like that, but that's what it seems to be sounding like. So we'll see about that. But she is going to have a great show. Stick around for that for sure. Mm.
By the way, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, Albert, I'm not done with you just yet. We got some time. But yeah, great pleasure to have Albert as well. If any of you would like to guest star, please let me know. If any of you would like to call in, go ahead, feel free. Maybe not this week, but next week, of course, I will be here every week, Mondays at 4 p.m. Really, really great cathartic thing to do. If you guys are interested in getting involved, make sure you reach out to the training coordinator here at WMFO. His name is John Garcia. Really, really great guy. Really good at what he does and making sure that I don't feel like an absolute klutz when I'm here. So anyway, it's 4:55 and 6-7 seconds here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Grinding down, we'll have maybe, you guys might be able to listen to like half of another song. But you know what? Albert, hope you had a good time.
A great time.
Yeah. All right, that's good to hear. Stick around. Thank you so much. And I hope that I will see you all next week here on WMFO in Medford. This is Charlie from Charlie MGH. Have a fantastic week, everyone. And right now we have Ghost by Halsey. Really great song.
I'm searching for something that I can't reach. I don't like them innocent. I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather bag and let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, real quick to tell me goodbye. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you when you leave. I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleep. Sleep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend. Saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you when you leave. I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. What happened to the soul that she used?
We have a little extra time. I'll just give you a little taste of George Ezra.
Budapest. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. For you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you.